Hello, listener. I'm Craig Stepp, and this is my podcast, Look What I Found.
This is episode 161, and this is the Dog Days of Advent, day number 2, candy canes. So the picture I've got today is a picture I took at the Daniel Stowe Botanical Gardens here not too far from my house. And they dress up the place really nice for Thanksgiving. And they have a whole Thanksgiving for Christmas. And they have a whole garden. You can take a horse-drawn carriage out there, and they have Christmas trees that are all decorated. Very nice. Very, very nice. It's great to go out there and just walk around and take some photos. When this photo was one of their trees, they're not traditional candy canes, I'll give you that, but they're these decorative candy canes with spirals. They kind of remind me of something like Dr. Seuss or something to that effect. But, you know, I don't really know what more I can talk about candy canes today, except for I did look online. And I knew I had heard a couple of stories about candy canes. And I don't know that this, you know, any of them were really true, except for the latter ones. But, you know, candy canes started in Germany as just regular sugar sticks. And then, and that was like 250 years ago. And then, of course, other stories came about how they're shaped like a J for Jesus. And the white signifies the purity of Jesus, and the red is the blood of Christ. But there was another story where at a church or at a nativity service that someone had given the children some candy canes because they wanted to make sure they were still long enough throughout the long service. Okay, that does sound pretty plausible, but I don't know if that's exactly true either. And then there was a story of a gentleman who started making them for friends and family towards the early part of the 1900s, and it kind of took off. He ended up making a candy company and making candy canes. And that part, I'm sure, is pretty true, because you could probably track that one down pretty quick. So today is candy canes. My favorite, I'll tell you, I like candy canes. I think my favorite candy cane of anything, or candy cane style candy, how about that, is the Hershey Kisses. They came out with those little candy canes at each year. Oh man, those things are so good. And this year I've actually been really good. I haven't had any sugar or anything throughout the entire year. So it just started happening that I started doing this at the beginning of the year, and I still have some of my candy cane kisses from last year. They're sitting here in the drawer and they're calling my name. I'm going to try not to eat them. I'll just keep them for a while. But those are some of my favorite candies right there, is the candy cane Hershey Kisses. And that's about all of the candy cane knowledge I can bestow upon you. So that's day 2. And join me tomorrow for day number 3. Thanks. See you later.
I want to thank you for listening. If you want to catch up with me, you can find me on Facebook, Google+, or Twitter. And you can find links for all that and more on my website at spindle.com. That's SPYNDLE. Thank you, and until next time.